Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Matan ben Dvora and Golan ben Gavriela, Rami Yosef ben Chana, and Kolam Yoshev Betzion. The Nishmas Gemara says, "Special schus for Natan Glatzal Chad ben Lezer, Glatzal Nesuch Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Pinchas Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi." The schus of Rabbi Yosef Sheyichu, Parshas Mitzayro, Perek Yudalid, Posuk Vov, says the Torah Kedosha, Sibracha Yikachos, talking about the purification prices of the Mitzvah. He should take the living bird, Vesetzer, Veshinia Sol Tolas, Vesaiza Betobalism, Vesetziporachai Bedams, that Sipor Shut Alamai Machaim. And as for the living bird, he should take it, and the cedarwood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and he shall dip them in the living blood bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed, over the running water. So, the Kriyak already asked in Pasuk Dalid, how come Pasuk Dalid, and also here by the way in Pasuk Vav, it's not Keseder. It says Eitz Erez. Veshnias Tolas Ve'ezov. Eitz Erez grows from the ground. Ezov, whatever exactly it is, whatever type of vegetation it is, some translate it as hyssop, there are other explanations as to what it is. It's also taken from the ground. So these two come from the ground, and the Shni Tolas is a wool that's dyed with the blood of an insect. So that doesn't grow from the ground. So how come in between those two things that grow from the ground, you have the Shni Tolas? It's not Keseder. Again, Shni Solas in the middle. So why is it Lokas Seder? Also, like Abay Paraduma, where we take these three things and we throw them in the Ephra Serifus HaPara, there the Seder is Eitz Erez Ve'ezov Shni Tolas. In other words, there the Seder is first the Eitz Erez and the Ezov, and then the Shni Tolas, which is Seder we would think makes sense. Because first you have things that grow from the ground, and then the Shni Tolas is separate. The Shni Tolas is in between the two of them. So what's the discrepancy between here and Parashas Chukas? Not only that, but in Pasuk Memtes, it says, V'lakach l'chateyas abayis shepis yiparim v'etzeres v'shni solas v'ezov. Talking about being the tower of the house, it says two birds, and eitz erez, the Shni Tolas, and the Ezov. Okay, so you have Shni Tolas in between the Ezeres and the Ezov. But then Vayter Pasuk Nun Aleph, it says, V'lakas Ezeres Vesa Ezov. V'Shni Tolas here, the Seder is different. It's a different Seder. First it's Ezeres and Ezov, and then Shni Tolas. So it changes from the Mentes to Nun Aleph. So what's the changing from the Mentes to Nun Aleph? And why Bechlal, Pasuk Dalid, Vav, and Mentes, is the Seder not, as we would think, the two Tzmachim together and then the Shni Tolas? Why is Shni Tolas in the middle? And also, why is it different than what we find in this parasha from what it says in Parashas Chukas? Now, it says in the Mishnah Maseches Negoim, Perek Yudalei Mishnah Alfik Avitaris and Mitzora, the Karchan, and he ties them together. In other words, he ties together these three things. Natal Eitz Erez Ve'ezov Shni Solas. He takes the cedar with the Ezov and the Shni Solas, and the Uchrachan, and binds them together, B'shiari HaLashon, with the end of the wool. U'magiv len Rashi'a Agapayim. Then the coin brings the tips of the wings and the tip of the tail of the second bird near the Eitz Erez, Ezov, and Shni Tolas, and dips and sprinkles them seven times on the back of the Mitzvah's hand, some say, on his forehead. That's the Mishnah in Negaim 14:1. And also the Mishnah in Parah 3:11, the Kabbe Sref is a Parah, he ties them, B'shiari HaLashon, with the remnant of the wool, and throws the three of them, the Eitz Erez, the Ezov, and the Shni Tolas, into the fire. In Yuma, there's a Machlokas Tanaim, why there is Kricha, why they tie together in the Paraduma. It says there, D'sanya L'makarchan, K'dei Shukula Maguda Achas. They're all tied together, so that they should be in one, they should be bound together, they should be one Aguda, one unit. They should be heavy. So when he throws in, they'll fall into the service of Parah. They'll be heavy, he'll be able to throw it in. The Rambam Radim Ratanura, Perush Rishayim Sempara, right? And the din of the Mishnah of Karchan, that he ties them all together, they write the reason of Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon. What's Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon's reason? Kedei she'ebem kovet, v'yiblotoch, not kovet, the disease. Wait, and they'll fall into the sreif of the parah. In the Mishnah Achronah, parah over there, uv'yeser arichus b'negayim, tama, she'rei zeh tam u'rak al akrira, she'ish b'sreifa tapara, she'ish b'sreifa. V'chayshinen she'belo kovet le'egil esreifa. So this is only on the good for the kricha, why they tie together the sreifa sapara. There's a sreifa, and without being heavy, it's not going to, when he throws it, it's not going to reach the sreifa. But pataras and mitzayra, there's no reason for this. So why there do you need kricha? So it must be for the reason of Rabbi. Like where Vadim Ratanur writes in a goyim, shiakarchan bo, tavushlashtan bagudachas, which is divrei Rabbi. And so to the lashon of the Rashmi Shans. So here they bring the reason of Aguda Achas. So since in the Krich of Negoim, you have to come on to Aguda Achas, so Mechetesi, it's not like that in the Paraduma, it's the Kashi Mishnah Chorona. In the Parsha of Mitzayra, it's clearly because they have to be Aguda Achas, that's why the three things are tied together. So why then is it any different? Why do we assume it's different when it comes to Paraduma? The heavy that it should be able to reach the fire when he throws it doesn't apply here. He's not throwing anything into the fire. So it must be that they have to be Baguda Achas. So why is that reason no good by Paraduma? Why does Rabbi Rishon reject that reason, which is not even brought by the Rishon and Parad, by the Rambam, the Rav Adi Batinur and Parad? Ubaguf Adin, Kvar Amdu HaTosfot, Tois HaRosh, and the Tois HaSiyantu V'Nyuma, Minalei L'Rebi, Din Zeh Shal Aguda Achas B'Parah. Where does Rebbe know that there's such a din by para of aguda achas, that it has to be one bound together in one unit? So they bring from Rabbi Yosef shemidin hidurhu. Some say it's hidur that they're all bound together. B'shem hariva brings the Tais Yishanim. The Shema Yalfinan. Me agudas ezoiv de mitzrayim lekicha lekicha ki hasam de kasav ulekachtem lachem agudas ezoiv uidafina besuka yiralef and beis gabe lulav lekicha lekicha. So we learn aguda achas from the agudas ezoiv that was taken in Mitzrayim. It says in Shmos 12:22 ulekachtem agudas ezoiv utvaltem bedam asher basaf. So they take this agudas ezov, this binding of this ezov, and they dip it in the blood, it's in the basin or in the threshold, and they touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. And as for you, no man should go forth to enter his house until morning. So that's the pasuk there, and that's there. It says a lashon of lekicha. That's all tied together. Agudas ezov. There it's an aguda. So the Gemara learns in Maseches Sukkah 11b, lekicha lekicha. It says lekicha over here, lekachtem, and it says in Vayikra 23:40, ulekachtem lechem beyom arishain, that the arba minim also have to be baguda. The Arba Minim also have to be bound together. So from here you learn that you require Aguda. That's how Rebbe knows the din of Aguda Achas Bepar. That why do you require Aguda? Because we learn from the either Medin Hidur Mitzvah or we learn from Aguda Seizo of Mitzrayim. That's where you learn the din of aguda from. Now, the question is, the Rabbanan don't hold of this gzeira sheva like we see in Sukkah 11b and in other places. So if the Rabbanan don't hold of it, mehecha teisa the Rebbe holds of it. So what are you going to argue? One can argue that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, who learns in this Gezeirah Shava to be Mechayev Eged Belulav. And we paskin, like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the Rabbanan, there is no such Gezeirah Shava that you require Aguda. And Memela, why do you need Aguda by Paraduma? Because it's within COVID. As the Rambam and Rav Avadya and Ratzinger explain the Mishnah. But that doesn't work because Be'emes, we paskin, Shehalacha kerebi mechaveroi. Like we see in numerous places in the Gemara. Psachim 27a, Ksuvas 21a, and other places. And the halacha is like Rebbe against Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Like the Kesef Mishnah says in the third parak of Beis HaBachir, Halacha Yid Beis, in the third parak of Hem Mikdash, Halacha Aleph, Beis Nirushami, and Shumas 3:1. So it must be that the Rambam and Rav Avi and Ratanur explain the Mishnah in Parah according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, that the reason is because of COVID, that it should be heavy and fall into the fire. Eino ela mishum shehapashut yoter naktu kevan sheim b'zeh nafka mina lahalacha. So they just gave the simple reason, the logical reason, that it should be able to fall in when you throw it in. And there's no nafka mina lahalacha. And if so, we have to understand, how could it be, how does it work, that mitzad echad, we paskin like Rebbe. In other words, that you need what does Rebbe say? Rebbe says it's because you need aguda. You need eged. Because we paskin like Rebbe against Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Mitzad sheni, we don't paskin like Rebbe Yehuda, the eged alulav. So we know that we paskin like Rebbe because halacha k'Rebbe mechaveru. So we paskin like Rebbe that by paraduma, the reason you need the reason they have to be tied together is because you need an eged. Say there, but how come then we don't paskin like Rebbe Yehuda by eged alulav? Rebbe's whole reason is because of Rebbe Yehuda's reason that v'lakachtem is you need eged. You learn from Mitzrayim, l'kachdem lechem aguda seizov, you need eged. So here also you need eged. And by lulav you need eged. So on one hand we pass in like Rebbe that you need eged by paraduma because of the l'kachdem, and the other hand from the very same source we should pass in like Rebbe Yehuda, and we don't. We don't pass in like Rebbe Yehuda by eged, we pass in like the Rabbanan. It doesn't require eged. Kvur Sari discusses this. But also we have to understand, it's pashut, that that's why the Riva gives a Shema. Shema Yalfina Me'agudas Ezov. Right, we had the reason of Rabbi Yosef, Midin Hidr Mitzvah, that's why you need Eged. That's why you need Eged by Para. And then we have the additional reason of the Heilige Riva. Shema Yalfina Me'agudas Ezov. What's the Shema? Lahedya Rabbi Yehuda learns this Kseir Shav Legabe Lulav, like the Riva himself brings. So it must be that that's how Rabbi Yehuda holds. But we don't paskin like him. And therefore, it's only a Shema. It's only a Shema that maybe the rabbis would hold this way over here. When it comes to the Arab Minim, the rabbis don't hold that you need Eged. But maybe by Paradum, you would need Eged. And if that's true, why is that? Why would the rabbis say that by Paradum, you need Eged? This apparently was bothering the Ritva. And he adds there, Al Derech HaRiva, who writes that it's because maybe you learn Shema Yalfina Me'agudas Ezov de Mitzrayim Lekicha Lekicha, that afil leman de lo darish hachi hasam, even the one who doesn't darshin over there that you have Lekicha Lekicha Me'agudas Ezov, that you learn Lulav from Agudas Ezov, Islan lemed roshei hachi de ika Ezov kilekicha de Mitzrayim. But here we will darshin. Here we will darshan because you have an ezov like the lakicha of Mitzrayim. Here you will say that the lakicha means baguda achas. Why will you say it means that the ezov is baguda achas? Because it says ezov. Apparently what he means is, and so writes the editor of the Ritva, like the Rashash says, from Taisus in Sukkah 13a, Dibur Matzal Mitzvah Ezov, that even the rabbis who don't darshan the Gzeirah Shavah of Lekicha Lekicha, when it comes to the Albaminim, they don't darshan Lekicha Lekicha from Agudas Ezov of Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, they told of the Gzeirah Shavah of Ezov Ezov. And here it says Ezov. In other words, here, when it comes to the Mitzorah, here when it comes to the para, it says Ezov. So since it says Ezov by para, and it also says Ezov by Mitzrayim, so you can darshan Ezov Ezov. In other words, even if you don't hold the drasha of Lekicha Lekicha from Mitzrayim to the Arba Minim, you can still hold that you're going to, and therefore you don't require Eged by the Arba Minim. You are still going to require Eged by para. Why? Because it says Ezov Ezov. It says Ezov by Parah, it says Ezov by the Mitzrayim. So Mamela, there you're going to require Eged by the Parah. But then if that's the case, then the question is that it's Gzeirah Shavah Ezov Ezov. The Tosfos Shoshanim doesn't say that. He writes it's from Lekicha Lekicha. So then we're back to the Kashim. Mechi Tesi Lekicha Lekicha. Lekicha Lekicha, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And the rabbis don't hold that way. On one hand, the rabbis don't hold the way we paskin like the rabbis. On the other hand, we paskin like Rebbe, that you do need kricha. So how can Rebbe's reason be this rejected gzeirah shavah, the gzeirah shavah we don't paskin like? Of lekicha lekicha. And don't tell me it's ezov ezov, because that's not what Tosfos Shoshanim says. Tosfos Shoshanim says that it's lekicha lekicha. If it's ezov ezov, then it's beseder, because the Gemara doesn't reject that. The rabbis don't reject that. But it's not even mentioned. But that's not what it says. It says that it's lekicha lekicha. You learn Lekicha Lekicha, it says Lekicha by the Parah, it says Lekicha by the by Mitzrayim. So in both cases, you're going to need Eged. Yeah, but you don't learn from the Mitzrayim that you need Eged. The rabbis reject that Lekicha Lekicha by Lulav. So they should reject it here also. And yet that's what Rebbe says. So how does that work? That we pass like Rebbe, pass like Rabbanan? They don't agree. Another kash is on the Riva, what the Gvoras Aryeh asks, that if it's the Alfusa and Gzeirah Shavah from Agudas Ezov by Mitzrayim, but by Lulav, that Rabbi Yehuda learns from there, we see in the Gemara in Sukkah, and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, that Lididei, by Lulav, Aniva doesn't help. You need a proper knot. It needs Eged Malia. It needs a full-fledged knot. And when it comes to the para, binding it around is not enough. When it comes to the lulav, binding it around is not enough. Aniv is not enough. You need a proper egged. It needs to be properly tied together, properly knotted. So binding it around is not enough. So how does it work when it comes to the para, that by the para, kricha is enough? Winding it around is enough. By lulav, you need a proper knot, whereas by para, just binding it around is enough. Wrapping around is enough. You don't need a proper knot. So how could it be that the source for para is a proper knot? Lulav is learned from Agudas Ezov, and by lulav you need an Eged Malyusa. You need a proper Eged. So how could it be that we learn para from Agudas Ezov and you don't need a proper knot? So we have our work cut out for us. We still have a few more kashes, but tafasta merba lo tafasta, we'll be able to digest what we learned until now. And Amir Tashem, אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה, ואנחנו נראה המשך נפלאות מתורת השם, ואנחנו פשוט נציע מהלך להאיר את העיניים, לשמח את הלב, ולהרנין את הנפש. אז אנו יישארו עמנו, וכל הסוגיות הללו הנפלאות, we have the kriech of the Eitz Erez Shnitzolas and Ezov by the Mitzora, by Paraduma, by Arba Minim, by Mitzrayim, All these four areas all come together, and Ritz Hashem, we're going to see new light in the Sugya. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.